From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. New York Attorney General Letitia James has pleaded not guilty in the mortgage fraud case the Trump administration has brought against her. Speaking at the courthouse, James accused the president of weaponizing the justice system, but says her defense will prevail.
I have this belief in the justice system and the rule of law, and I have a belief in America and all of its individuals who have stood with me, not only in New York, but all across this nation.
The jury trial gets underway in January. After the Canadian province of Ontario aired an ad featuring Ronald Reagan criticizing tariffs as a long-term economic strategy, President Trump now says he's calling off trade talks with Canada. Tonight, the president heads off on a week-long trip to Asia, where he'll meet with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. And both the Miami Heat and the Portland Trail Blazers hit the courts tonight, days after several members of those teams were indicted in a criminal sports betting scheme. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thied. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shots this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shots so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. A bill that would codify a definition of anti-Semitism in Wisconsin law was the subject of a hearing at the Capitol on Wednesday. Republican Representative Ron Tussler is among the bill's authors.
It's a definition. This bill does not create a new crime. It doesn't create a hate enhancer. It just defines what is and what is not anti-Semitism.
It would require state and local governments use a definition from the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance that's been adopted by 36 other states. Hannah Rosenthal, a former U.S. State Department official from Milwaukee, testified against the bill.
Not a single jurisdiction that has adopted the IRA definition has seen any decline in anti-Semitic incidences.
Rosenthal expressed concerns over freedom of speech and academic freedom, which were echoed by other speakers during the hearing before the Assembly Committee on State Affairs, which lasted more than 6 hours. For WRCE News, I'm Tim Thied.
The Bucks on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks are in Canada tonight to take on the Raptors in Toronto. The team getting word yesterday on MRI showing Kevin Porter Jr. suffered a sprained left ankle in the season opener Wednesday night. No word yet on how long he'll be out. College football, the Badgers head to Eugene to face the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks. Tomorrow night, they kick off at 6 p.m. Packers head to Pittsburgh tomorrow. They'll play Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers on Sunday night football. Baseball. The Brewers have promoted GM Matt Arnold to become the president of baseball operations.
It's not going to change materially, honestly. I've never really been focused on titles at all. Honestly, it's just been something where you keep your head down and you work hard and good things will happen. Obviously thankful to a ton of people here, including this guy, first and foremost, our ownership, family, like just too many people to thank, but especially the guys that are here that I work with every single day.
That's the Brewers' Matt Arnold with Sports on Mike Clemens.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looks sunny to mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Our winds will stay on the light side. Clouds will gather tonight, lows in the low to mid-30s, and on Saturday, a chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 43.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different. And I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Right up there on the list of stupid. The president of the United States decided to lay off 1,000 people or so at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Kristen Lierley.
They weren't laid off strategically. They were laid off haphazardly. J.D. Vance himself admitted that it's chaotic.
Nothing screams competent government like laying off the people who respond to Ebola.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Across the state of Wisconsin, people have concerns, to say the least, about Badger football. Brady Ewing, two-time Big Ten champion and NFL vet, will be here to discuss it and our favorite fall events. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, Anything Goes Weekend here. Experts taken aback by a Department of Justice political manifesto. This is wild. This is a an official post from the Department of Justice, Attorney General Pam Bondi's branch, or whatever you call it, organization, institution, office. And it looks like a direct threat against Democrats. Here's what they wrote. Anyone who places a bounty, figurative or real. Now, what the hell does figurative mean? A bounty? Are we talking about anybody who, like, names an ICE agent who you know, beat somebody up or something? Anyhow, let me get back to the anyone who places a bounty, figurative or real, on the head of a federal officer, whether directed by gang leaders or by California state or local officials. Oh, really? Will be held accountable. The Department of Justice will not tolerate threats, intimidation, or interference with federal officers. Anyone who directs others to impede a federal officer is committing a serious federal crime and will be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. To California's elected leaders, do not weaponize your police forces for politics. You get this? This is all about this federal judge saying that the state police, the city police, can arrest ICE officers if they break the law. To California's elected leaders, do not weaponize your police forces for politics, ordering or directing state or local officers to act against federal agents, risk violating federal law and endangering public safety. Federal law, let there be no mistake, federal law will be enforced. Federal authority will be upheld. Are we supposed to go Heil Trump? This is crazy. Meanwhile, Trump's ICE is under investigation for illegally tampering with license plates. This is immigration agent, you know, and they could get arrested. I think this might be what provoked this post on Elon Musk's Nazi-infested social media site. Immigration, this is Robert Davis writing over at Raw Story. Immigration agents received a stern warning from an Illinois official on Thursday after it was discovered that the agents are tampering with their license plates to avoid detection. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Gianolias, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, a Democrat, unveiled a new initiative this week called the Plate Watch Hotline. Now, this is like, you know, Letitia James in New York has opened a hotline or a website where you can report when ICE officers are breaking the law. Now they're doing it in Illinois. Plate Watch Hotline, which asks residents to report times when they witness ICE agents switching out their license plates. I have a big problem with that, Jan Alia said in a videotape posted on X. Swapping out Illinois license plates on Illinois registered vehicles is illegal. And as Secretary of State, I have zero tolerance for this type of illegal activity. We are investigating these allegations as we speak. No one, including federal agents, is above the law, and we intend to hold them accountable, especially while driving on our roadways. Well, you just heard from Pam Bondi and Christy Noem and company saying, if you try to do that, you're going to have a big problem. And over on Raw Story, there's a couple of stories about right-wingers who are tied in with Trump or the White House saying, you know, if you try to come after ICE agents, they will use deadly force. They will shoot you dead. Oh, really? That's what we've come to now in this country. An Illinois judge recently ruled that ICE agents have to wear body cameras. Why? Because they were found to be indiscriminately shooting pepper balls and other non-lethal weapons against protesters. That's illegal. It's called assault. Meanwhile, the ACLU is suing after a protester was detained. I'm going to play this audio out of my computer, Sean. This protester was detained. This is hysterical. This guy is following ICE agents down the street, and he's got, you know, an iPhone hooked up to a little Bluetooth speaker that he's holding up, and he's playing. Agents down the street. He's playing the Darth Vader, you know, the Imperial March, right? John Williams' famous musical theme song from the Star Wars movies. The guy's name is Sam O'Hara. He's got a TikTok account. It's at FreeDC 2000 or 20009. And one of his videos of, you know, following ICE officers down the street. Or in some cases, National Guard down the street, got 4.4 million views, one of them. So Ohio National Guard member Sergeant Devin Beck was not amused by the satire, according to the complaint that this fellow who was following them, see, they arrested him for playing music. They arrested him for playing music. Apparently, according to Donald Trump, this is a crime. So the complaint, he's suing for having, you know, for false arrest. And his complaint says, Ohio National Guard member Sergeant Devin Beck was not amused by this satire. And after less than 2 minutes of O'Hara's musical protest, Beck turned around and threatened to call the police officers to handle Mr. O'Hara if he didn't stop. O'Hara kept playing the music. Beck called the D.C. Metro Police, who arrived on the scene. And apparently the cops were very much on the side of the soldiers, not on the side of the civilian, which is kind of a bad sign in this democracy of ours, what's left of it, this republic. He was tightly handcuffed and detained. Now, Mr. Beck had two shoulder surgeries a couple of years ago, 2023, and he informed the officers of that. He said, "You're hurting me." And so what did they do? They tightened the zip ties or the handcuffs and jerked his arms around to cause him pain intentionally, according to this complaint. He was released without charges, but he's suing. The lawsuit narrates as defendants Beck, four officers with the Metropolitan Police Department of D.C. and the District of Columbia, and lists five counts, two for violations of his First Amendment rights, suppression of free speech, and retaliation. One count for violation of his Fourth Amendment rights, unreasonably long, prolonged seizure and excessive force, and two counts under D.C. law for false arrest and false imprisonment and for battery. The ACLU is suing. I am a monthly donor to the ACLU. I encourage you to be too. ACLU.org. It's real easy. So, anyhow, there's wild times here as we slide toward a police state. And as the people are starting to wake up, the American people, I'm telling you, it's happening, are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, you're tearing down a White House? You're sicking the National Guard on us? People are waking up, I'm telling you. I'll be
be back. It's 15, it's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, the right wingers on the Supreme Court lied about that one, too. Stick around. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Earth Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Paul Jaconi Berry and Sean Hannish back with another great Wisconsin sports film. No Packers, no life.
Sean came across No Packers, No Life at the Wisconsin Film Festival and said, you got to see it. We've got to see if we can do something. This movie is just such a great opportunity to really see the impact of Wisconsin culture halfway around the world in Japan. It is just so magical and joyful. Yeah. So I encourage everybody to come take a look.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by US Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. Baseball on the radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
107.7 WRCE News from the Center.
And home to Matt and Air on Air weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
Where?
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Quince has the kind of fall staples that you're going to actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. Their clothing is so, it's wonderful and inexpensive. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middleman to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. They're affordable and fashionable, part of my go-to wardrobe, and they hold up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board for our family. Louise is checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com/Tom for free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/Tom.
Kindness was weakness, shame never shown. Roy Khan whispered, attack and destroy, a gilded facade built on failure alone. The hunger for power, the need for control, a perfect machine for a heart without soul. The last American president, is this how the story ends? Democracy breaking, the truth forsaken, we rise or we descend. Reform, resist, remember, the call is heaven sent, or we'll write the history books of the last American president. Decades in motion, the billionaire's plan.
And the book of that title is now available in fine bookstores from fine booksellers anywhere. I don't know if you've seen the video going around about this. It's a Ring doorbell video where this guy, you know, his doorbell rings. There's two guys standing there outside in very casual clothes with windbreakers, as I recall. And, you know, he answers the door and says, what's up? And they identify themselves as Keith and Keith and James. And they say that they're from the FBI. And they noticed that he was at a protest. This guy who answered the door, his name is Miles Serafini. He's 26 years old. He's a special education teacher, special needs teacher. And this was back in June that he went to this protest at this ICE center in Arizona. And these two FBI agents knocked on his door. And apparently this is the result. This is what's coming about. You'll recall, and questioned him, came into his house and questioned him for an hour, wanting to know who paid for the signs. Now, you'll recall, you know, Pam Bondi just recently did this whole long rant where she said, you know, we are going to find out who is paying for these protests, and we are going to prosecute them. Donald Trump did a rant about it day before yesterday. Oh, yeah, they've all got these signs. I mean, just like Trump used to do. And so the FBI agents just kept drilling down. He said, and they kept drilling me on the fact that I showed up alone, that I didn't remember where I saw the flyer. I didn't know anybody there. They told me that's unusual and pretty suspicious, as if I was holding back information about whoever organized the protest. They kept insinuating I was lying to them. And then when they left, this is how they opened. We came here to ask you questions regarding a protest that happened on the 11th of June. We've been just basically going around asking questions for a few people, and your name was brought up. Oh, really? Now, this National Security Presidential Memorandum Number 7, NSPM 7, says that anybody who does not or who advocates against traditional American values or expresses extremism on migration is a potential terrorist. So now you've got people who are showing up to anti-ICE protests being identified by the FBI as potential terrorists, and the FBI is now knocking on their doors. I mean, this goes beyond your papers, please. We thought when they started saying papers, please, you know, you must carry your papers at all times, that we'd gone over the Nazi edge. Oh, they were just warming up. So here we have two FBI agents knocking on the door of a special needs teacher who dared to exercise his First Amendment right to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievance, which is the exact language of the First Amendment, verbatim. We are not just allowed to do this. The founders encouraged us to do this. The American Revolution was based on this and more. I mean, the American Revolution was based on vandalism. The Boston Tea Party in 1773, in the fall of 1773, you know, they destroyed a couple million dollars in today's dollars worth of tea. And I'm not advocating vandalism. I'm just making the point. Those guys were pretty radical. They believed that you have the right to stand up to a king or to anyone who wants to behave like a king. And this is just, this is such a bad sign. This is such a dangerous moment. When the president of the United States issues a memorandum that goes to all of the police agencies across the federal government and state and local police agencies that coordinate with them, and there's hundreds of them, these joint terrorism task forces, and says, if somebody expresses extremism on migration, which basically is anti-ICE, they are a terrorist, or they should be investigated for terrorist leanings, as it were. I'm not sure that that's the word, but you get the point. And they're going around intimidating people. And this guy, Miles Serafini, he says, before leaving, the agents told him that it would not be the last time they saw him. And as a result of that, he didn't show up for the No Kings protest. He was frightened. In fact, he told the reporter, he said, this is exactly the chilling effect on speech that the FBI created political matters risks creating. The reporter was Ken Klippenstein, and that's what he said, actually. Do not submit. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think we're going to see a run on unicorn costumes. 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Anything Goes Weekend right after this.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
Cooler temps are upon us, but for the propane industry, their work starts well before the temperatures drop. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and during the fall, propane is used a lot to dry grain. Cheryl Lytle, the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association, is here to share what that demand has looked like in the ag industry. We'll take a look at that story right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Now here's Cheryl Lytle with the grain drying demand.
It's harvest season, and crop dryer demands for Wisconsin is typically seen in the back half of October through about mid-November. Overall, the demand for Wisconsin looks about the same as last year, and there are some pockets in some regions that are seeing a little bit lighter needs. Demand for dryer gallons overall has been lighter in Illinois and Iowa and southern part of Wisconsin, but we're seeing higher demands in North and South Dakota and northern and western Minnesota.
Cheryl Lytle, the executive director of the Wisconsin Propane Gas Association. We'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone. Kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at those midday markets. It's a mix with cash new crop corn down 3.5 at 424.5 and cash new crop soybeans down 2 cents at 10.42¾. December wheat is up 1¼ at 5.14¼, with July new crop 2026 wheat up 1¼ as well at 5.50¾. Class 3 milk is seeing gains with November contracts up 26 cents at 17.69 a hundredweight and December contracts up 21 cents at 17.06 a hundredweight. Make sure to stay up to date on all Wisconsin agriculture news by downloading our new app, Midwest Farm Report. You can download it on your app store. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home of the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Your Friday afternoon looks sunny to mostly sunny with highs in the mid-50s. Our winds will stay on the light side. Clouds will gather tonight, lows in the low to mid-30s. And on Saturday, a chance of showers, highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said that they had arrested the girlfriend of the head of Antifa. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the line. Good morning, Troy. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I am the head of Antifa.
You are?
Yes, and I think my wife turned in my girlfriend. So,
oh, you're in trouble now, Troy.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee for your county, and just like that, your home has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Just go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HometitleLock.com/Tom.
They're twisting the future, rewriting the age. History's burning, truth's under ban. Welcome, my friends, to Magistan. Loyalty oaths. The past erased, whitewashed glory in freedom's place. You can feel the walls closing in, but the fight for tomorrow must begin. Welcome to Magistan, where the flag's just a mask for the master plan. They call it patriot, they call it free, but it's chains and silence. For you and me, welcome to Magistan, where the strong arm rules and the truth is banned. They're not hiding, it's out in the open.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hope you got your water wings available for the weekend.
Yeah, we got an atmospheric river coming here to the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, indeed, indeed. Hey, the other river is, that nonsense that Speaker Johnson is spouting about how he'd be happy to open up the House if the Democrats would just pass the CR. And, my take on that CR is only good until November 21st. And if we call Johnson's bluff, and have a few, Democrats in the Senate say, okay, we'll pass the CR, but you got to negotiate with us on, Medicaid and the Medicare and the ACA, and come to a conclusion where it will be, back in the law and back in funded. I'll bet that Johnson still won't open up the House because, as you stated earlier, Trump told him not to.
Yeah. I've increasingly have concluded, and that's why I wrote this piece today, or I wrote it yesterday, published it today, This is really about maintaining or ending, rather, accountability over Donald Trump. That Trump wants to have nothing constraining him, nobody looking over his shoulder, no oversight whatsoever. And as long as little Mike can keep the House shut, Trump gets to be king. He just gets to be absolute king. I mean, the Supreme Court has already said he can commit any crime he wants and not be held to account. So, here we are. It's crazy.
Yeah, one more quick thing is, did Melania get out of the East Wing before it was demolished?
I don't think she was ever in there. I mean, she had an office there. I'm not even sure she's living in Washington, D.C. I haven't seen any evidence of it. I'm guessing she's probably living in New York or Florida. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, that raises the question, has anybody seen Melania lately?
Yeah, there you go. Well, she got $40 million, from Netflix for this documentary that they're doing about her. And so, you're going to see a lot of her pretty soon. It's good, and I'm guessing.
Already seen enough.
Yeah, and I was just thinking of all the nudie pictures that are out there of her, and in fact, when Donald Trump came back into office, Russian television was playing, showing all these nudie pictures of Melania and making fun of him,
And but he still thinks Vladimir Putin loves him. I mean, it's just it's sick. Alan, I got to run, but thank you for the call. From Alan in to Alan here, Alan in San Diego. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
How you doing there? How you doing there, Tom?
Good.
Listen, I have a couple of questions. One of them is going to be dumb, but one question is that remember you mentioned that how a Pensacola sheriff raided Epstein's house down there and took some pictures of some young girls or something, and he defected to Russia or something like that. Do you remember?
The defect to Russia guy is John Duggan or Dugan, D-U-G-G-A-N.
Right.
And he was a sheriff, I believe, in Pensacola. He was a Florida sheriff. And, he defected to Russia. I don't know that he took pictures of young girls with him or not. I don't recall that part of it. But he's become a major English language propagandist for the Russian government now.
Oh, okay. Because, see, I was just wondering if he's taking those pictures with him, and I wonder if he gave them to Putin or like an associate of Putin.
Oh, you're thinking he might have had some of Epstein's pictures that might have included pictures of Trump, raping girls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't recall. It's been a while since I've read about, Dugan's defection. Feel free to fact check me. I mean, look it up. But I don't recall anything specific about his ties to Epstein. I might be wrong, though.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering if Putin might show those pictures on Russian television or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, he was. They were showing nudie pictures of Melania on Russian television. They weren't showing pictures. They weren't showing Epstein kind of pictures, though. So I don't know. We'll see. But Dugan has been. He's become a major propaganda source in English language stuff. So.
Okay. Also, to have a dumb question, do you know Bill Press?
Yeah, I've known Bill for years.
Oh, okay. Maybe you ought to have him on your show. I like him.
He's a good guy. He's retired now. He quit doing his show three, four years ago, I think.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Bill's a little older than I am, so he was entitled.
Oh, okay.
But Bill's a good and decent man. He's just a wonderful guy. He and his wife, just great people. So
yeah.
Anyhow, Bill.
Watch the show a lot.
Yeah, Alan, I got to move along, but thank you for the call and appreciate it. Billy in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Billy. Oop, Billy just hung up. Sometimes people do that accidentally. Yeah, just call right back. Actually, going to have a hard time. The lines are all full. But Ken in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember a little while back, Representatives Connor and Massey introduced this bill to try to force the Epstein files to be released.
Yeah, it's called a discharge petition, and yes, I am very familiar with it.
During that time, they had a meeting with all of those, not all of those, a bunch of those women. I watched it live on television.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I remember that at least one of those women, and maybe several, said that they were prepared to drop the names of the men that they knew that were involved in all of this.
Yes, in open testimony before Congress, which Mike Johnson refuses to allow to happen.
Well, I didn't know that they said they were going to do it in an open session at Congress. I thought that they just were going to do it publicly.
Oh, I don't recall that, but you may be right, Ken. I'd have to go back and read the transcript carefully.
I don't think it ever happened, and I was wondering.
I don't believe so.
And if you knew why it never happened.
No, I don't. I mean, my assumption is that those names include probably some people who are still around and who are very, very rich and very, very powerful, and that maybe some of them are even media moguls, and the media people just, don't want to get on their bad side. But I that's just speculation. I just don't know.
Well, I don't know.
What I thought was the real blockbuster was when Amy Wallace yesterday, or day before yesterday, I guess it was, came out and said in a public interview, that she knew the name of 20 men that had the names had been given to her by Virginia Giuffre, and yes. She knew the names of these men, and that the Department of Justice and the FBI also knew the names of these men. Clearly Pam Bondi, you know, who spent 8 years as the Attorney General for Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was raping girls and never once looked into him, is continuing her pattern and practice of protecting Donald Trump's best friend, even though he's dead. So, you know, yeah. There you go. Not a good thing, but that's what's going on. I got to move along, Ken. Thanks a lot for the call. David in Tyler, Texas. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Well, I heard you talking about the destruction of the East Wing.
David, your phone is just breaking up terribly. I'm going to put you on hold, and you can. David's on line 8, Mateo, and Mateo will check in with you, and we'll see if we can get that fixed and get you back on the air. We'll be right back, 45 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the?
Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto.
Nice. Who's that?
New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now.
Wait, we're famous?
Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads west to take on the Oregon Ducks. Our coverage begins at 4.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
We'll be pressured and sacked.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
They were it. That's the ballgame.
Adrian Klenz is executive director of the Center for Deafblind Persons. Those cuts, those programs would be rolled into something else. Is there a group deafblind children could be folded into?
There is no other program. Those seven individuals have the specialized training to help those with dual sensory loss. There's no one else in the state of Wisconsin that has that training.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you can end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. Two ends at the end. GetNativePath.com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and free shipping and the top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman.
Shadows creep in the night. Voices whispering. Something doesn't feel quite right. The winds howl louder. The stakes are high. You can feel the fear rising with each sigh. It's spooky out there. Saving democracy. In the dark we gather, facing what we cannot see. With courage as our lantern, we march through despair. Oh, it's spooky out there, but we know we must care. They say the ghost of freedom's been haunting us all. From the city's high towers to the smallest town hall. It chills the bones,
makes the brave shake. Spooky Halloween song here. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to talk about the relationship between democracy and fascism. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of social science work on this, and the boiling it down, you could look at fascism as anti-democracy, and in particular, when it's in the social, everyday social life, it's participatory anti-democracy. So what we see going on today might be slightly variant or have its own peculiar attributes because we're in the 21st century. Calling it fascism might sound old-fashioned to younger people. It might sound crazy to very moderate people. However, participatory anti-democracy sums up what's going on. And as you know from the SDS and the Port Huron statement, participatory democracy is what people were promoting as social progress.
Yep.
Today, the people who are wealthy, the oligarchs, the billionaires that sit on the cabinet next to the billionaire president with his billionaire secretary of this and his billionaire secretary of that, have a provisional government. They're literally tearing the White House apart, which is symbolic of them tearing apart the democracy. You have to have something to operate the republic. Now, the republic means the things of the public. mm-hmm. literally Latin, res publica.
Yeah.
That is the state. I mean, when you hear, oh, we don't live in a democracy, we live in a republic. Well, that's true. Aggregate, on a large social scale, we live in the nation state as a republic, but we participate as a democracy.
Correct.
We can't live in a democracy because a democracy is how you operate the republic. In order to take over the government, you have to first replace the participatory democracy. Now, we just think that's simply voting, but we know over the years through the New Deal and the social great society legislation, the more people participate and the more institutions of society, the stronger our communities and neighborhoods are.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the billionaires have their own little ad hoc provisional government. And they met. They had their own little panel, Antifa, the special ad hoc committee to look into Antifa. Well, why would any group be looking into an anti-fascist group if such a group ever existed? It's because they are an anti-democracy antidote, mm-hmm. anti-democracy oligarchs, A-N-T-I-D-O. That's who we're dealing with. And this unlocks, this is a master key to unlock analysis that everyone can understand. You say fascist, I don't have a problem with that. You want to say they're stinking Nazis, more power to you. But to look at the process reasonably, participatory and anti-democracy is all around you. And the people who want to participate from the right, they only have one thing that they know how to participate with. And that's their guns and their violence and their anger. On the left, you have food banks. On the left, you have people with environmental groups planting trees, cleaning up parks. You don't see violence when 7 million people from the left show up. And there's a reason for that. We know better. We've built up the socialist institutions that don't rely on the government and don't rely on the corporate world, but they rely on ourselves. Look to food banks. If you have to rely on the government, it's very easy for the antidote forces to take over the government and chop down everything that supports the masses of people who are out here and cut off their benefits and cut off their standard of living, taking food away from them, taking the roof over their heads away from them, taking the clothes off their back and literally putting them out on the street as homeless people.
Right.
Fascism is here today, but it's
you're suggesting that
democracy.
That we've got Antifa, anti-fascist, that there should be also anti-doe, anti-democracy.
It's a participatory anti-democracy oligarchs.
Yeah.
And the reason why they're doing that, we got rid of the mumbo-jumbo of the divine right of kings. We now have the mumbo-jumbo of the iron law of economics. They're trying to justify the position through the mysterious invisible hand. Well, guess what?
Right.
We don't need an invisible hand.
Yeah, and in doing so, they're corrupting the writings of both David Ricardo and Adam Smith. I'm with you, Paul. I got it. That's a great rant. Thank you very much. We'll be back on the other side of this break with Kurt Bangsted. Stick around. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
This is all too familiar to me. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out and get sick and take time off work or hope the doctor will see you this month or wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you, or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. You can order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's urgentcarekit.com/Tom, and use that promo code Tom.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2033. At the recombobulation area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. At a courthouse in Norfolk, Virginia today, New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty in a case brought against her by the Trump administration. Federal prosecutors allege James engaged in mortgage fraud, but she says the president is attempting to weaponize the justice system. A jury trial is set for this January. Trade talks with Canada are now off the table, according to President Trump. It comes after the province of Ontario aired an ad featuring a critique of tariff policy that President Reagan made in a 1987 radio address.
Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition.
President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney are expected to meet in the coming days during a trip to Asia. Consumer prices rose 3% in September compared to a year ago, according to government data released today. This is ABC News.